awesome.
Okay. Ooh. Let's get this out of the way before we start talking, because you always get, you always mention this like later. Justin's not here. we're like 10 minutes in. Oh, fuck. Don's not here. Oh, fuck. Justin's not here. We're saying it now.
Okay. That is nice. We could have forgotten. That is true. To be honest, I was ready just to go jump right into it. So, thank you. Thank you for seeing that at the very beginning that, yes, Justin is not here today. Which sucks, because today's a very important day to be here, because we're finally at the Star Slay. We somehow managed to spend one more episode at the mansion, when I really thought we were not going to be at the mansion anymore. We managed to spend one more episode on there, and we officially moved places now. Now we're on a different map, as we can see on Roll 20.
But we made a stop before we made it to the other map.
I did mention that I can do some shopping. You know, part of me, it's kind of excited, because Kathy got a new item, and she never gets new items. But the other part of me isn't that happy, because now y'all punch harder or cast harder, or
all of us
cast about the same amount.
How many small items do we have left to buy?
I think three. You got three small items, one medium item.
Okay, I found one that I won't need to roll for. I just need to make sure it doesn't take up one of the slots I already have.
Can I just point out that since we did go shopping, without spoiling everything that we bought, we bought a shit ton of good stuff for Kathy. And this feels a lot like when you have like an old grandma, and you all go to the mall, and you're all excited, and you're like, "Yo, she's kind of old. We should get her some cool shit."
It might have. Okay, in actuality, she only got one item. Okay,
that's true, but it's a good item.
Yeah,
it's such a good item. No, but you know what? Kathy's also the same kind of person. She's your grandma. She's or great great grandma. She's like 92 years old. And you're like, oh, you know, death's coming for her. Homie, fuck. Death's not coming for her soon. Death's taking its sweet-ass time, because it's afraid of her.
She's also going to be the one grandma that never stops talking about the gift you got her. So,
yes.
So she's always going to bring it up, even to her friend back at home, every day.
In the past?
Yeah, all of them.
All of Kathy's friends are dead. I hope you know that.
Wow, spoilers.
Spoilers? We knew that.
We don't know. They could be maybe one or two still out there somewhere in the cosmos.
This is a Superman situation where we think they're all dead. So yeah, sure, spoilers. I guess later we're going to meet her cousin. Who is older than her because of some time dilation bullshit or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Or younger than her.
Well, I mean, I don't want to get into it, okay? Because when you start involving time travel shenanigans, things just go completely off the hinge.
The rails?
Yeah.
Alright, Don, 1,000 gold for the item that I'm throwing on here. And it might be helpful.
Is that a gun?
Yeah, I found a gun!
Damn! A gun with a revolver, no, sorry, with a chamber and a magazine. And bullets. And a hammer. Mm.
But
guns wait, hold on, hand-over. This is a shirt. No. I might not know what a gun is.
As we learned from last week, John also does not know what a gun is.
I do know what a gun is.
You said last week you didn't.
Or no, John, I do.
Did me saying a shirt tell you what it was?
I have learned the anatomy of a gun since last time. I have consumed so much gun porn. I joke, but there has to be someone out there who's actually into that.
What chapter in your biology book was a gun?
Biology? Anatomy? Guns have nothing to do with biology, homie.
Some might beg to differ. Some might want to get right into them. You know, so many holes. It gotta fit somewhere.
Okay.
Like the occultists used to do in the past. So, don't want to waste too much time, but we can go over very quickly. Don't have to go into super detail on some of the items we got. But we can share a little bit. Again, since Justin isn't here, sadly, he can't share what he's bought it. But there's enough room for him to buy a few stuff. So hopefully he doesn't want to buy too expensive of an items. But we can go with Kathy, since I think Kathy got the least amount of items.
And also the most expensive ones.
Least amount, but most expensive.
And the coolest one.
Or we can save her for last if you want. John, what did you get?
Oh, you start with me. I went to the dollar store and I got like some little trinkets. I got some ion stones. Don't worry about it. They're just, now I have like four of them around me. A whole little solar system.
Which ion stones did you get?
The new ones I got? I got the, what's it called? The Dusty Rose Prism, which gives me a plus
cracked one
cracked. I do have to point that out because I already have a non-cracked one. Crack. There we go.
Okay.
Which gives me plus one to initiative. I also bought an orange prism, which gives me plus one to my caster level. Mm-hmm. So for all intents and purposes, I'm a level 19 spellcaster because of the. I have another thing that gives me a bonus to it.
Okay. Too bad you don't get the spells of a level 19 character.
I will not. Don't worry. I know. Look, I figured because I didn't know how to do it automatically on here. So I just realized, oh, if I just put the configuration to class level 19, should be fine. I mean, I know I'm not level 19, so I'm not going to secretly start, like, giving my character level, like, 9 spells and shit like that.
Hmm. But knowing some of the comments you've said in the past, that's not 100% true, because you mentioned a lot that if you, it's okay for you to cheat as long as you admit to it before I
catch you. No, 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 my fucking god.
So
you will never live that down.
Yeah, and we have that recorded. You can listen to it. I think it was the last episode we uploaded.
I hate you guys because this is now just my personal hell. I know how Travis McElroy feels when they're like, "You roll 17s all the time." He does, but like, and I'm pretty sure he does cheat. He doesn't want to admit it, but like, this is how I feel because it's like, oh fuck, is Travis actually not cheating?
We have our Travis of the group.
I'm not the Travis.
Okay. That was it, right? You only got those two items?
Yeah, I just got those two things. Okay. Nothing special here. I just went to the candy store.
You bought some pretty good flavors of candies. Those are nice.
I bought one. It was cracked, but I realized I already had a perfectly good one in my pocket.
I think, Don, you also got two items? Three items.
Three.
Okay.
So one, I got the, dueling gloves, which two of the items I got are fighter specific. Mm-hmm. The dueling gloves and the war champion sash. The dueling gloves honestly are far more of an upgrade for York than the other one, but the sash does increase a few neat things about York, notably his AC. Mm-hmm. The duelist gloves affect my weapons training, which is treated as plus two higher than it was before, which increases both the number of times I can do Warrior Spirit and what I can do with Warrior Spirit.
Okay.
And also I got a plus one impacting bastard sword that has been nicknamed Guardian. What impacting does is increases the size category of your damage.
Ooh.
York's minimum damage with that weapon is 33.
Hmm. Nice. Okay.
Which minimum damage with 5 attacks would be 165 damage.
That would be nice, wouldn't it? On the worst side, still nice damage. On the good side, way better.
I think York might have just outstripped 100 for damage.
For now, we still don't know what items he's buying, so he still might be able to outdo you. Plus, I think he still might got you on a full attack action with like his extra attack with key point bullshit, whatever. I don't know.
Well, no, that's applying the speed effect to my weapon, which gives me an extra attack.
Okay. To be honest, I don't know. I just believe Justin whenever he tells me how many attacks he gets. I swear it's either 7 or 8. I don't know.
I think we're at 7 when hasted.
I think the last time he said it was 12.
So now he's doing a John, huh? I get it.
No. You see, the difference is that when Justin says bullshit numbers, I believe him because it's like, no, you know what? Justin's the kind of guy, if I hear something come out of his voice, I go, yeah, I believe this man.
Well, I mean, that's what happens when you also don't tend to speak a lot. You tend to get, everything you do say tends to have more validity to it than others. You tend to speak a lot more.
Look, I was trying to say that he speaks with confidence, but that is also true.
Viv, did you get anything? I can't remember if you did.
I got several thousand gold worth of diamond dust.
Okay. And then
also, I got a neat little item called a quick runner shirt, which allows you to use your swift action as a move action so long as you end your turn immediately after.
So wait, so you replace, you lose your move, you replace your move action you, as you a swift your, action.
You replace your swift action with a move action.
So you get two move actions.
Yeah, or three move actions if you really need to haul ass.
Okay, I guess.
Notably, you can only do that once per day, and I can't do it yet because you have to wear the shirt for 24 hours.
Nice. Okay. That's nice. That's good. That's good. I guess the next combat, you'll be an extra speedy mouse. Like Speedy Gonzales. That's an appropriate, non-offensive character.
Dude, I remember when Gabriel Iglesias was talking about how he's like, oh, why is Warner Bros. Asking me to do this? You need a big brown shield, huh? He's like, first of all, you assumed that I could do the voice. And they're like, oh, no, you're only assuming I could do it because I'm Mexican, right? They're like, no. He's like, I'm messing with you. I know how to do the voice.
he does voices similar to that all the time. He does voices. But also, like, my understanding is that Speedy Gonzales is actually not that unpopular among Mexicans. My understanding is he's quite popular.
I don't really, like, 100% consider myself, like, a Mexican, because, you know, I've only known America, and that's it. I've never been to Mexico, so I've never been, like, in the deep roots of where my family comes from. But, that I'm aware of, we all love that little guy.
Yeah.
He's great.
He's great. He's a good little fella. I'm more offended that they try to cancel him than not.
In the early 2000s, I think, or late 1990s. I remember that. From what I remember and understand, they took him off preemptively. I was like, okay, we're going to take him out just because, like, he might be offensive. And then Cartoon Network just got mail from a bunch of people. And it's like, hey, where's the funny Mexican Mouse Man? It's like, we thought he was funny. And they're like, oh, shit. So, yeah. So it's a weird twist of fate. The demographic we were trying to protect is wondering where he is.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. It's like, and I'm not saying in every situation that, like, a stereotype happens, but, like, that it shouldn't be, like, seen as bad. Obviously, sometimes, like, stereotypes happen, and it's like, oh, no, don't do that one. But, like, there are plenty of groups where it's like the stereotype happens, and then they, like, straight up love it, and it's like, just, if they like it, leave it in until they don't like it.
Yeah, it's not rocket science. Honestly, just leave it in until like, you read the room and you go, wait, hold on.
You need to pull the relevant audiences.
Yeah, it's like, we're getting mail, guys. It's not great. Actually, nowadays, it isn't even we're getting mail. It's like, we're getting a lot of skeets. Because Twitter.com is called X now, so a tweet is now a skeet.
So I can shoot it with a shotgun?
I guess.
No firearms, please.
No, what are you talking about?
Not after last time.
Yeah, not after last time. Where, I think last time Viv talked about shooting something, it was shooting, like, lights? Flashing lights or something?
Oh, no, I was talking the last time we had a character with a gun.
Oh.
I was referencing the real-world sport of skeet shooting.
Yes.
That's a lie. Like from Duck Hunt. That's just the category on Pornhub.
Rest in peace.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, so, Pornhub's illegal here.
Yeah, I live in a state where Pornhub is illegal.
Wait.
It's so weird to say out loud.
Wait, did I miss that memo somewhere?
What happened today?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, David, I will forgive you if you try to go access the site now, but my understanding is that it is blocked in Texas.
It is.
Oh, okay. Well, oh, shoot. Now I'll never need a VPN.
You know what's funny? When I first heard this, my first thought was, oh, fuck, it's blocked. And then I went, oh, no. And then I went, wait, are other sites blocked or they're not?
Okay, that's really funny. Wait, why was it blocked exactly? Because I just know that it is now.
Is it owned by someone?
No, it's like some censorship thing. They're like, oh, you need to have a credit card to, like, register and, like, you know, prove that you're an adult. And it's like, this isn't doing what you think it's doing, homie.
So they got in trouble for not having a good verification system?
It's so that they can stop kids from getting into it.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Look, if kids want to get into it, sadly, they're going to get into it, so.
Yeah, they're going to find a way. It's one of those things.
Life finds a way.
I am of the opinion that all you need to do to keep kids out, and I know it won't actually keep kids out, but at that point, if they go past it, it is the child's responsibility. It is not your responsibility to make sure a child doesn't lie about their age on the internet. Because what are you going to do to stop that? Like, I think it is irresponsible to ask people for their ID. And also, you can't prove that when someone sends you an ID, that it's their ID. It's stupid. Mm-hmm. You can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're going to have a lot of kids who are getting their parents' IDs, for one. A lot of kids that are just going to buy VPNs.
All you do is you make it so you can only access the site while logged in. Sorry, but just let Pornhub track you at this point and, like, ask a person's age when they make their account. And sure, yeah, I played RuneScape at 8 years old. They asked me if I was 13. I lied. Oh, shit, it's the cops!
FBI, open up!
I'm gonna try to remember. Okay, I'm gonna try to remember. I'm gonna try to use my editing skills to, as you say that, I'm gonna try to put the sound effect of like the SWAT team busting through your door.
All right, thanks.
The
cool.
Sound effect.
Yeah, the sound effect. Please do not hold me to that.
FBI, open up.
Hey, it's the FBI, open up.
What you can do is you can just take those two audio clips and put them in between me saying the two things. Yeah. Less work, I think, probably. I don't know. I'm not an editor.
I'll figure it out. I have a week advance to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I forgot what we were talking about. I know we were talking about
porn.
Why are we talking about Pornhub again? I don't know.
Next is, what did Kathy get?
Oh, Kathy.
That was what all this was about.
Kathy just got some nice little robes. That's pretty much it.
I also got a Pornhub subscription.
Kathy can maze people.
So Don found and recommended a kimono, specifically a wondrous item kimono called Otherworldly Kimono.
Mm-hmm.
I get some sweet bonuses to my resistance for saving throws. And a bonus to my caster level check, so I guess I'm better at overcoming spell resistance, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the one thing that everyone here is kind of, like, jizzing over is the fact that I can basically cast Maze.
Once per day, but, like, it is once per day, right?
Yeah, just once per day.
But, like, Maze says no spell resistance, no save, just go bye-bye.
And you can make saves on your turn.
Not saves, intelligence checks.
Oh, yeah.
Which means that a natural 20 does not immediately overcome it if you do not have at least a 10 intelligence.
And a really beautiful thing that I saw, you appear on the kimono when you're mazed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But only for 10 minutes, though.
Yeah, 10 minutes is the max duration.
So,
which gives plenty of time for everyone to buff up if need be.
It does say that the maze spits them out at their original location, so y'all can run and leave.
Yeah.
And then it just pops back up there for the next party to take care of.
Or we can prepare, buff up.
Yeah, but that's only if they have something we want on them.
Sometimes they're just more of an annoyance than an actual obstacle, you know?
Also unrelated, but Kathy's cool item, I could definitely use it if she dies.
But we already agreed that if she dies, is it Obi-Wan? Which one's the one that died and then left his suit behind?
Yeah, that's Obi-Wan.
Oh, yeah, unlike Obi-Wan, when she dies, her suit or her kimono will leave with her.
Uh-huh. No, mm-hmm. Yeah, you said we agreed? You agreed to that.
Oh, it's almost like I am God in this world. Okay.
Okay, Lightyear.
How about if she dies, I'll trade my quick runner shirt for it.
Oh, man, that's a good offer right there. A quick runner shirt. I'm gonna have to think about that one. But that's a good offer right there.
Act at the moment of her death, and I'll throw in a +5 cloak of resistance.
Call before the time's run out, and it'll include free shipping.
And if you order before this commercial ends, we'll throw in the tiger poster.
I'm dumb. I missed the opportunity. We are back in the game now. We already gave our fun little stuff. Sadly, I think the only thing I missed was a really, really, really cool occultist item that sadly was not in this place.
Yeah, but we rolled to see if everything was there. It was not.
Which sucks, because there's some items I would prefer not be there that other people got, but, you know, I digress from that.
Are you talking about the duelist gloves?
I'm talking about the duelist gloves. Okay, so there is a little bit of catching up I have to do with Don. I don't know if Viv mentioned it or anything.
I was just told that we're shopping.
Okay, so you literally didn't miss anything from last session, because we literally just walked around and looked for items. And we found a few items here and there.
There was a scene with Scooter.
There was a Scooter scene.
Oh, Scooter was great. We'll tell you about that when we're done recording.
he had a whole show he put on too. It was pretty magical. But out of everything that happened last session, there's one important thing that was kind of corrected.
Oh, right!
So, Don, I'm surprised you didn't question what John was talking about when he was talking about sign language and all that stuff. The mad poet is actually mute. He cannot speak.
Okay, but what about Zane?
Why do I keep doing this?
We're Zane, actually. We want to talk about
why do I keep doing this? The musician, Zane. Mm-hmm. The mad musician, Zane.
yeah, it's too late, John. Mute. His name is just Zane.
Oh my god.
This man plays Cyber Dragons.
You failed to correct me, so it's on you, John. If you have an issue with this, yeah, I need you to
I feel like I'm being
look yourself in the mirror and try to settle this with yourself.
I don't think you ever spelled it right.
I typed in his name, but okay. The musician, Zane, according to his backstory, I didn't find out until I was looking at his feats. He had a lot of feats that specifically pertained to mute casting, and I was very, very confused by that. Because when I was reading his story, it did say that he didn't speak. But I thought it meant more out of shyness or out of trying to withhold information that he tried not to speak too much. Turns out, no, it's because he literally cannot speak. And it's because of what happened that brought him here. So he, we made a little retcon that Fatima had used the same spell that connected all your minds together to communicate with him. But the only thing is that since that only lasts for a few hours, that you won't be able to always communicate with him unless you have a way to kind of reuse that mind linking spell. But other than that, he did find his instrument, so that's an exciting part to him. But y'all find yourself at the vineyard. That is where the Star Stellar is located. And I did describe the vineyard as having like an odd feel to it. Just like the rest of this like city, there's something off about it. This doesn't feel like your normal little vineyard with your little rows of grapes here and there. There's something unsettling about this. I also say there's like a weird aroma that is lingering around here. I can't really make that out. But and also, all the hedges here, or the vine, the grape rolls, whatever, I don't know what the proper term is for this, but every roll that's on there, it's about, at the shortest point, 5 feet all the way to 6.5 feet tall. So looking over these hedges is going to be a little bit difficult for some of the characters. So there's that. Also moving through the hedges is going to be almost impossible. Think of it like Thornwall, but except taking the damage of traveling through them, you kind of have to hack your way from one roll of hedges to the other if you wanted to traverse straight past them. Other than that, you do see, standing at about 15-ish feet tall, you see the Star Stellar, the one thing you've been looking for. That's going to be on the 1, 2, 3, 3rd row.
Yep, I see it.
Other than that, the game is y'all's.
Yeah, York's just gonna kind of look at all of us and just, this feels like a fucking trap.
It does, but also real quick before we go in, hey Kathy, just wanted to say I really like your dress.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just pointing it out because like, Ratch, I don't think we need the disguises anymore, if I'm gonna be honest.
Oh, right, yes. I take off the sleeve of many garments and put them back on to make it look like the kimono.
Well...
Kathy looked at it like, Ratch, you also got one of these kimonos?
No, yours is fancier, but I thought it looked nice.
I'm not doing this. I transform my things back to normal.
Well, again, I have to thank York. Thank you, York, for buying me this. This looks very nice, and I can't wait to get the use out of this.
Oh, yeah, no, that thing was a lucky fucking find.
I love my cross-dressing rat man.
I hate how much Fatima is just like, Fatima looks at Ratch when he's cross-dressing in anger, not because he's cross-dressing, but because he always pulls it off way better than her.
Like, I'm not gonna lie, that's right up there with my ring in great finds in a market.
Yeah, even the musician is kind of like impressed by this kimono.
I mean, I was honestly just looking for these gloves, but then I found that and the sash that I got. And I'm not going to lie, you're probably going to put that kimono to a lot better use than I ever would.
I hope I don't disappoint. And I hope no one steals this from me when I die. And I hope you bury this with me because it's a treasure I deeply, deeply love. And I want to be buried with this because it's something to remind me of you in the afterlife.
No, I get that. But like, it would be very useful for other, you know, magic users also. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying
that, you know, if I was to be buried without this, I might become a vengeful spirit and return for revenge.
I'm not going to lie to you, Kathy. As of current, I figure if you die, we can bring you back to your natural form.
True.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We can just wish you back.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that means I'll never lose this rope then, or kimono. No. I'm so excited. This kimono will be with me forever.
I mean, honestly, based on what I understand, you deserve it. But also, if you die, I will be bringing you back as an intelligent undead.
Oh. Do I get a choice in that?
We'll get there when we get there.
I think, usually, when you're brought back, you have a choice, to my knowledge.
Probably? Depends on how much we need you.
There are certain rituals in which the departed is forced back.
I think it's a great honor to be granted immortality.
They aren't things that I have been taught over time are a good thing to do, but...
Great honor.
If it comes down to it, I would prefer to be an intelligent undead than subject to the block.
Well, all I see is that there's a little bit of beauty in death. But
that's if you die of old age. Like, if you die due to being killed, we're just bringing you back. You realize that, right?
Okay. I guess. I mean, my body will be dead, and I would not have... I don't know where the logistics fall under that if I have control over what happens to my body after I die, you know. But, as long as you, you don't seem like someone that will do weird things, so, sure.
So, quick question. With a perception check of 35, mm-hmm. Can I tell that there's anything in the area?
Good question. Let me actually double check on that for you.
You know what? Actually, we're in a place where I think it is appropriate to cast this. Oh, wait, we had a rest. Hold on, let me mark off some spells so I can get my contingency up.
We did have a rest this last time, didn't we, or no?
Yeah, we rested so that we could then go shop.
Yeah, I don't see everybody's numbers up, that's why I'm asking.
I can just adjust your numbers back up. No, you don't sense anything strange, or at least you don't see anything strange.
Now, York will also just kind of, if I die, bury me with Herlindar's honor, sell the rest of my stuff.
We'll give you a honorable funeral, a funeral for a warrior.
Oh, except for the ring that, I was kind of wanting to pass that on to Winter if I died before her.
Wait, are you related?
Nah.
No, but I've been working under her for so many years now.
Listen, you don't work with someone as long as I worked with Winter without developing some level of attachment.
Yeah, according to your perception check, nothing extremely out of the ordinary. I guess you still have a little bit of the oogie boogie feelings, but other than that, nothing outright stands out to you.
Alright, and then I am going to be casting...
What are we casting here?
Truceing. With some blood money.
Access to the blood money again.
Can I just say something real quick?
You can say whatever you want.
I have casted Getaway at Elders' Manor. In case things go south.
Oh, you just happened to cast it, huh?
Yes.
I mean, I also wrote down my contingency and marked off the relevant spells.
Yeah, I'm just like, I just now remembered I got all my spells back. So, like, bear with me.
York's just going to have his new sword out. He's not taking risks with this shit. And that's the best on guard he can be at the moment.
I also have Brightest Center Mind on right now.
Well, I'm guessing we'd be going around this way.
Yeah, I am following the party. Presumably in the back, because, like, honestly, I'm not that terrible of a backline.
Okay, 100 will be starting off basically with Ratch, just keeping up the rear. Best to have Zane and Kathy, linked, by the way, in the middle.
Just heads up.
Okay. Wait, as we're walking...
Who's our two in the front, actually, then, if 100's not front line?
That's me. I am currently the front line.
Okay, I'm going to say the musician is going to be playing a quick a jig, inspiring courage in everyone.
Oh, nice. A nice little French jig?
Courage, that's the non-fear one, right? I'm like, specifically not inspire competence.
Well, it's a +3 competent bonus on attack and weapon damage rolls.
Oh, okay.
Making sure of the bonus so that I know if it actually properly goes on.
Oh, shit. Is that what bards do? I say as I played a bard who didn't do shit like this.
You were lower level. We've learned since then.
Oh, no, I knew what you were supposed to do as a bard. I just didn't want to do it.
Okay. And so he was kind of stay in the back. I guess with Kathy. The two old fellows will stay in the back.
Okay, so we're basically the young up front, the old in the back. Gotcha. Because I don't know how old 100 Gramber is, but I'm pretty sure it's older than York.
He goes, and actually, since you're all our mind link, the musician, and like, in his own weird mental voice, he does tell y'all, you know, you must be extra careful when traveling through Carcosa. It holds many different creatures you've never seen before, and you usually find them in the most unexpected places. So, keep an eye out as we walk forward.
That explains the heebies that I'm getting.
I'm not getting any heebies, I'm just getting jeebies.
Ah, that's where my jeebies went. Just trying to lighten the mood a little bit.
I like York when he's nice.
Alright, so I'm going to go ahead and move York. Y'all move the rest of the formation as you will. Basically going to be going space by space until David tells me to stop.
Mm-hmm. You're free to move wherever you want. If you want to stop and do something, just tell me. But you're free to move wherever you want.
Alright. Along the way, York will ask, what are we going to need to do when we're there?
Oh, fuck. We need to do the ritual.
Is it the same ritual?
So, according to what the queen told you, Cassilda, I think was her name?
I think, yeah, it was Cassilda.
Cassildern or something like that. I can't remember. I know I had a D somewhere in there. So what she told you was that you basically have to perform the same ritual you used to get here in reverse. Which is just a way of saying that, you know. Oh, no, sorry. The same ritual you used to attune the Star Salates when you were back in Rizavan. You're supposed to do that, but in reverse.
Okay, so we're detuning. Which means that York is needed for the ritual.
And let me get my book out.
Actually, I think the most balanced person for the ritual is just Kathy.
Yeah, but we need three but different I wanna people have... with different skills.
Not necessarily... we could do it with just... Okay, Is it doable with just our three casters?
Should be.
It depends on how many different types of checks, because one person cannot do... One person cannot do one check if they are.
And if I remember right, we need planes, dungeoneering, and arcana.
Which I have all of
spellcraft.
I have all of those. My best one is arcana, but the other I also have the other two.
I think I have the best dungeoneering in the party at 22.
I have a +26, but I also have a good arcana and religion if we need it.
Hmm. Do you have a planes?
Okay. So, yes.
Yes, I have planes at +15.
I have a Boeing 757.
Oh, nice. I think you made that joke.
Make that joke. I always make that fucking joke, and it's never funny. And that's the fucking joke.
But do you also have all the passengers? Of flight?
Pardon?
He had a Boeing 767.
Is all that an do your doors at least stay where they're supposed to stay?
I'll post this.
Thank you.
Okay.
So
you were saying, David?
You need a knowledge arcana, a knowledge dungeoneering, and a knowledge spellcraft.
Okay.
Everyone must be within touching distance of the Star Slate to cast it.
Very well. Beep boop.
I posted the relevant song in the meme stream.
You need to select your primary caster.
Okay. You said we need a primary caster.
Yes, you need one primary caster. Also, the knowledge checks needed to succeed is 2 arcana, So it'll be two checks for Arcana, one check for Dungeoneering, and one check for Spellcraft.
Okay, so we'll put Arcana to our primary caster, whoever has the highest Arcana.
It's not near enough. I have a 27 in it. What's the...
So what are all the checks I'll that we're looking look. For?
Arcana, Spellcraft, Dungeoneering.
Mine are 27 Arcana, 29 Spellcraft, and 26 Dungeoneering.
Kathy is 26 Spellcraft. No 28 Dungeoneering.
28 Arcana.
And 28 Arcana.
I would also say I do get my +2 on the knowledges because I believe this check is in fact related to Elder Mythos.
I'll let you have this one.
So, actually 29 and 28 Dungeoneering, if relevant.
I also have a spell that gives us a bonus.
Well, I'm pretty sure you have the best Dungeoneering score of the three of you. You match Kathy on Arcana. John, what's your Spellcraft and Arcana?
They're both 27.
Okay, if you take the Spellcraft, Kathy takes the Arcana, mm-hmm, and Viv mm-hmm. takes the Dungeoneering. Mm-hmm. But before that, I have a bit of potential prep work for 100 and York to do, and that's cutting some passable holes on either side of the tunnel, and basically one of us be posted at one end, one of us be posted at the other.
I would also like to do a, before I approach this directly, do a quick perception with my true seeing. That's a 16 with a natural 2. I believe I see everything.
nothing stands out to you.
Alright, I think it's safe. At the very least, if something very large was invisible here, I think a 16 would spot it. So, like, we're fine.
So, which end do we want York at, and which end do we want 100 at?
How long does this ritual last, by the way?
You must perform the ritual, which will take 40 minutes.
And what's the maximum interruption time for it again?
More than a minute.
Mm. So if anything attacks, we have less than 10 rounds to deal with it. If the casters have to join in. Which end do you want 100 on, and which end do y'all want York on?
One on each side sounds about right.
I'm gonna
left and right, left and right.
Cast a little bit more prep for this before we start. And that's putting stone skin on both of our guys.
Good shit, good shit. So 150 points, or wait, no, Sorcerer 4.
Yeah, 150 points.
And that does not stack with the DR I already have.
Correct. It's DR10 Adamantine. I don't know what your current DR is.
Three blank.
Oh yeah, those don't stack, I think. Well, it shouldn't. It's from, do you have Adamantine armor?
No. One of the armor training features.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure that explicitly only stacks with the armor.
Yeah, armor juggernaut.
Okay, I do have Grand Destiny. I can use that because a +4 competence bonus to any roll. It will expire in 40 in less. Sorry, it's 10 minutes per level, so it's 160 minutes. So that's way longer than the ritual.
That's a good idea. I should also cast Grand Destiny on myself. Let's pass around the Grand Destiny.
Yeah, you know what? So for me, it's a level. What is it? 4? Level 5. It's level 5 for me.
Level 5. Yeah, it's a level 5 spell for me as well.
What 100 is the more sturdy between York and 100.
It's on the sorcerer spell list.
Oh, right, you're a sorcerer too. Yeah, okay.
However, for quickly being able. For 100 and York to be able to quickly get back and forth, depending on which side is attacked, I would like to cut through the vines here and here.
That's 5 feet. That'll take 5 minutes, won't it? You said it was like Wall of Thorns. I could just pull up Wall of Thorns for us real quick.
That way, if something attacks, we can dart out and around.
Oh, I'm going to point out that it takes forever to cut through a Wall of Thorns. So if you want to do that, we should cast the prep spells after that. It is 1 foot for every 10 minutes of work. And you said it was like Wall of Thorns, right?
In a way, yes.
So I guess first we cut through the stuff. Does it take them that long?
How long would it take them?
Judging by the fact that this appears to be roughly 4 feet thick, 40 minutes.
40 minutes of basically carving out pathways that both York and Hundred can use to swap to the other side.
Okay, yeah, that will take you 40 minutes.
All right. We have our formation.
And okay, so they cut through. We cast, like, 5 spells. Hold on. Do you want to cast? I'll cast it on Kathy. I have
the
more
Destiny?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good.
I have more spell slots, but I assume you're covering yourself.
I am.
All right, cool.
I'm covering myself in that grand Destiny.
All right, so all 3 of the ritual people have Grand Destiny cast on themselves, or +4 bonus. The 2 defenders have, what's it called, cast on themselves?
Stone Skin?
Yeah, Stone Skin. I'm also going to cast Resist Fire on myself as well as Fire Seeds. Because I do not want to be caught off guard. And this is my backup. If we get interrupted, I will explode.
Nice. I love that.
I don't like that.
I love that.
Well, I'll be fine. The people within 5 feet of me will not.
Yeah. Which currently is
York. Yeah, I think even at full health, you don't survive this. I think we established.
We'll just hope for some good,
What's the minimum damage from it?
The minimum damage of Fire Seeds is, 8 bombs. Okay, so that's 8 plus 128. Do you have a con score of at least 15?
I have a con score of 10.
Okay, yeah. It instantly kills York if I explode within 5 feet of him.
You want to swap with 100?
We can take off 10 of that damage because the stone skin.
It's fire
damage.
You can
swap with 100.
Energy. Stone skin doesn't work on energy.
Ah.
Yeah, you should swap with 100 in case I need to explode.
Okay.
If you have any fire resistance, that would probably be better. Because a fire resistance of 23 guarantees that you take no damage. I do love the plan of, what if we just explode? Well, we were talking about this earlier today in another chat and said the sentence, Rat Kamikaze is a 7th level spell, so I would hope it would kill everything.
Well, I, David, don't like that. But we'll see what happens, right? Okay.
Yeah, no, I can see it now. York sees Rat doing the fire seed thing, and York's just like, 100 swap.
Listen, it pays to be prepared.
Yeah, and I'm putting the person that's most likely to survive being next to an explosion next to you.
Funnily enough, 100 with his over 200 health does not instantly die even from a max damage of all Holy Seed bombs.
That's if you get to use that before he gets hit.
That's true.
Okay, so we'll get the prep stuff has been done. What is everyone's roles then?
I believe we established that I'm on Dungeoneering.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm on Spellcraft.
Let's go ahead and start these rolls. So you have to get more than half to pass, which is which means it's only one person is allowed to fail this. As long as
only
you get
one roll is allowed to fail.
Yeah. So that's good. You know, if 2 people fail, then that's bad. I'm not trying to add more.
Whoever's juiciest should be the one to do the. Be the main caster of the ritual.
Whoever's what?
Juiciest.
I currently have 102, but I also have 16 less than that, actually. So, Kathy hasn't been healed from her after her rest.
Go ahead and heal her, because she's definitely healed.
Yeah. Oh, let me take care of that real quick.
So, I'm going to add a little bit more pressure on there. The musician chimes in. In mentally to all your minds.
Which, by the way, we have already established is probably in subtitles.
I actually want to give him a voice, but...
Yeah, there we go.
Because it could just be, like, a default generic voice that he constructs in his mind, depending on the other voices he's heard throughout his life.
Does he talk like the Fitness Gram guy?
The Fitness Gram, Phaser Dust.
I kind of want him to sound like that Arby's commercial guy.
Oh, Ving Rhames. Yeah, that's his name, right? No, I'm wrong.
You said it last time. You brought him up last time.
If I get this wrong, then I'm faceplane. Hold on.
Either that or the movie trailer guy.
It is Ving Rhames. Okay, thank God. Mm-hmm. Thank God I got that right. Okay.
So, in all all of y'all's minds, he speaks up and says that whatever y'all are doing, messing with these star slaves, is interfering with Hassan himself. I usually tend to stay away from these Tropulus because of their tight connection with Hasta. With you messing with them, he will sense that. He will know that there is someone playing around with his things. If you do not succeed in ending its connection, Hasta will retaliate, and it will happen immediately. So please be careful. I don't know what I've brought myself to, but I managed to survive Carcosa for a very long time, staying away from this type of stuff. So please don't make all those journeys, all those escapes I've done go in vain.
You mean in van?
In van. Damn, one of those. but okay, we'll go ahead and start. So who's gonna be the primary caster? Who's the one that's taking the Arcana again, right? Kathy, we said? Because that's gonna be two checks for Arcana. And we'll start off with that one. So,
all right,
give me an... So I'm gonna roll the Arcana check for me and tell me what y'all roll.
It's plus four to both of these, by the way. Or it's two rolls, right?
So. You're only doing one roll. Yes, but it has to be kind of done like one at a time.
Okay.
So but she does have a plus four to this.
Oh, yeah, she's good. It's 49.
49? Okay. For all you know, you're good.
Yeah.
For all you know.
Do you want her to just do her second one right now?
The next one has to be a dungeoneering check.
Alright, okay, I've already factored in my plus four, but not my plus two. I did press that, right? Is it going through? Maybe I didn't press it. There we go. So that is a 38.
38. Okay, yeah. That's good. That's good. That's good. Okay. So.
Then, oh, okay.
Okay. So first check. Takes about 10 minutes. Kathy's winding down. Makes the check. Not going to tell you if it passed or failed, but she does the check. Next 10 minutes, Ratch starts preparing his casting of the ritual. At the end of the 10 minutes, you make your check, goes through, not seeing if it passed or failed. Fatima, no, technically it'll go back to Kathy. Kathy has to do one more Arcana check.
All right.
As that check is going, everyone who isn't doing the check, give me a perception check.
So that's everyone but Kathy or?
Everyone who's not part of the ritual.
Okay.
Okay.
So York, 100, and Zane.
You can roll a d20, and then I'll take the bonus.
31 for 100, unless it's stone-related.
It is
not stone-related. Because it is a 33. Then what the fuck is the point of the stone
I think
cutting?
If there is rock out here, it is already unusual stonework.
Zane gets a 20 bonus.
Alright, so York had a 32, 100 had a 31.
Zane with a plus 20 gets a 36.
Oops, did not mean to roll that on the screen. Okay,
don't worry, we'll ignore it.
What is the highest roll?
That'll be Zane with the 36.
Okay.
And the lowest roll is a 31.
As Kathy is halfway through preparing for the next check, I guess everyone hears this. Yeah, I don't know where it's coming from. But you hear rumbling coming from somewhere. It's beneath the ground.
I don't want to deal with this.
What is it? Is it the movie called Tremors, right? They have those worms.
I think you're thinking of Dune.
Dune? Well, I know it's in Dune too, but I thought there was another movie called Tremors.
I've never seen Tremors.
I mean, Tremors has the Graboids.
Yes.
I know there's another movie that's not Dune that also had those underground worm things.
The Graboids are basically underground worms.
Graboids are underground worms.
Okay. So, basically think of that. By the time 100 notices, it's already too late. As think of those worms traversing through the ground. Now, the mound they're leaving behind is not that large, which we explain why, you know, 100 missed it. But, right, about 5 feet in front of him. Or technically, it's 10 feet away, being it's 5 foot between them. The earth bursts open, unleashing a bramble of vines with red fruits hanging from the ends. This is what y'all see.
Oh, fuck. It's the tree from the Garden of Eden.
I knew I was right to just explode and act like I don't know anybody. That thing's gonna grapple the shit out of me.
As this thing, this creature, bursts out of the ground, York, the musician, and a hundred, also see that a bunch of these hedges, all the vines and branches, are starting to kind of come together into one thing, and they start lashing out with their own vines. As we have creatures appear on these sides.
You see, I'm also wondering if this happened because we cut the vines, which would be really funny.
I will say, y'all did help with that. Y'all gave it material to play with.
Oh, I don't like this. I don't like these at all. I'm in danger.
You see that parts of these hedges come to life as they start swinging at y'all. Everyone...
York just kind of under his breath. I knew we should have fucking burned it all down.
Do you want me to get away? We can just get away right now.
This interrupts the ritual, doesn't it?
If y'all are attacked, yes.
No, it's if we're attacked and we react to them attacking us. I'm still doing the ritual. Just kidding.
I mean, there we do legitimately have a time limit that in which we can recontinue the ritual.
If you are attacked, you're broken out of the concentration. You'll take a standard action to reconcentrate. So you can ignore them if you want. But you know, how long can you ignore them for? Okay. So everyone has rolled for initiative.
I'm just looking. Don't worry.
So hey, David.
Mm-hmm.
These things are alive.
Technically, they are not.
So they count as undead or something like that?
Constructs.
These are constructs.
Oh, they're robots.
But you do not know that.
Okay. I mean, York's just going to do a dungeoneering on his turn to determine what they are.
Well, dungeoneering, if they're constructs, wouldn't be right. It's arcana.
Yeah, it's arcana.
Why isn't it engineering? Oh, wait.
Because they're be like robots. Somehow, for some reason, they're made with magic.
Well, York, I don't think has any points in Arcana.
Okay. It's like
crazy music guy.
What is this called? Like a living hill, living something else. They eat elves, right?
Is it the living bramble?
I don't think that's what I'm thinking of.
So, I'm gonna call this fellow Tree Man.
Oh no,
he has a name!
No.
He has been given a name.
Can I come up with a different name?
No, the thing I'm thinking of isn't a construct. Never mind.
No, so Tree Man over here, as David likes to call him. Can we call him Brumble? I like Brumble.
Well, no, because he's supposed to be a tree.
Brumble kill you. Brumble Kilston. I'm trying to think of a something that rhymes with Rumble.
I know what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting anywhere.
Hold on. As soon as I saw him, he gives me Brumble energy. Is all I'm saying.
David.
Yes.
So from what you said, these are definitely not going to be within any of York's expertise. What kind of check would it be for this guy?
It would be knowledge nature.
Okay.
All right, which one is knowledge nature?
Does anyone have that?
Oh, shoot.
The tree.
Is this the elf eating thing?
There's only one way to find it.
It ate the Keebler elves!
I guess y'all don't remember. Okay.
Wait. The fucking tree from the Dreamlands.
Close, but no.
Yeah, it's not the one. It's not the executor one.
No, it's not executor, no. Or is it? I don't know. David just being one of those types of person right now?
Well, it's not. I could have swore we fought a tree recently.
No.
I like how we're all stumped on the giant tree man. But like, nobody's thinking about these fucking like germ looking ones. They look like fucking Ferrothorn from Pokemon.
Is that in Scarlet and Violet?
They're in fucking Black and White, my dude.
Oh, I haven't played that one.
Listen, York sees those things and sees the big thing. York's thoughts are, okay, big thing first.
Viv? Yeah. What'd you get?
For initiative?
Mm-hmm.
16.
Initiative. 16? Oof, that's not too good.
It's better than Kathy.
God. Okay, Kathy's almost next. John, what'd you get?
27. Those stones were putting in their work already.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
27.
Yeah. How did you get one of those?
Huh?
How did you get one of those?
I bought one.
20 fucking 7, wow.
Yeah, also, I already have plus 4. It's only plus 1, and then I got plus 4 from improved initiative, a feat that I took a long time ago. I just never roll a 19 is the problem.
okay, what was Kathy's horrible score?
2.
2?
Yeah.
I thought she has a bit of more bonus to that initiative.
She doesn't have a bonus to initiative.
I thought she had at least something.
No.
Don?
I got a 19.
19? Not too bad. Who am I missing? Justin, or 100?
Oh, yeah. We should roll. Oh, wait, someone did 14.
14? That's not that great. Ooh, no, it's not. Someone roll a 20 for me, and then add... wait, don't add anything. Subtract 1.
11.
Music Man got an 11. And, I think that's everyone, if I'm correct.
Shambling Mound, that's what it's called. They eat elves.
Ooh. Neat. Okay. So,
be a bit low level for us, though.
York's just kind of, alright, I'm not the information person, someone. These aren't in my realm of expertise.
Okay.
We'll get right to you.
Well, someone can get to it, but you have to wait for their turn.
Okay.
First one to go, surprise round, was all these things coming up. Technically, John, it is your turn. Do you wish to stop the ritual, or are you going to continue going?
I mean, as long as we get rid of these things in a certain amount of time, we can get back to the ritual, no?
That is true.
1 minute.
Mm-hmm. But basically, as soon as you stop, that starts the timer.
No, I get that, but like a minute is, what is that? There's 6 rounds.
10 rounds.
You got 10 rounds to do it. On the 11th round, the ritual will be considered a failure.
Oh shit, that's not a lot of time.
And immediately backlash.
The backlash happens no matter what. The failure for doing the ritual is enacted. That's the one thing the musician warned you about.
Oh god, okay, hold on. Is there any way that we can do this without, like...
Does returning concentration reset the timer?
That is a good question.
It's my turn. Can I do haste and then get back to the thing?
It's a
standard action. I think it's a full...
It's a standard action to reconcentrate.
I can't remember if it's a standard or a full round action, but if it's the minimum, it will be a standard action to reconcentrate.
Okay, but what we want to know is, does it reset the timer of the minute if we go back to concentrating?
I'm not 100% sure. I think
because that can change a lot if that's the case. Because if we can do that, the idea is the spellcasters can just buff the other guys, and then on their next turn get back to doing the ritual. Because it's my technically I'm the only one that has to be doing the ritual right now, right or no?
Because
it's my check next.
Yeah, if you break concentration. Yeah, if you break concentration, that starts the 10-round timer. Does returning concentration reset that timer?
Okay. I'm going to have to look that up. At the moment, I'm going to say maybe it does, but that's not going to be set in stone. I'm going to have to look it up. I don't want to waste time looking it up, and I'm pretty sure we're not going to get there to that point. So, but at the moment, I'm going to say I think it might, but if it changes, do not yell at me.
Understandable.
It's experimental magic that not many people do.
I mean, yeah, rituals are not really common.
I say at maximum we spend maybe 1 round for buffing and then try to keep y'all as concentrated as possible.
Got you. Oh, I know what the strategy here is. We kill these things faster than they can than the minute, basically.
I mean, that is
also of use for that round is just any knowledge checks that can get us information on these things.
So it's the creature's turns right now, though, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
Is it my turn?
It is currently your turn.
Okay, I'm going to do a knowledge arcana. I forgot what it was. Can I do one check for all these fuckers, or is it for...
To identify for the main, the main big creature, whatever. Well, I guess the other ones are bigger. If you want to identify the tree, that is a nature check.
Okay. Okay, let's see. And then the weird goblin... Not goblins. The weird germs. That's arcana.
Yes.
Can I do one of each? Would that just be my whole turn, or...
I think you can do a one at a time, I think.
Okay, so I think it's more important to, for the characters to know the... there's more of the germs, I think. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I'm gonna do the other one, because does anyone have knowledge of nature other than me?
I'm not.
I don't have a lot of points in it.
The only other person that would have it would be Zane.
Okay, and I'm pretty sure he's got a... Well, he's a bard. Doesn't he have, like, every knowledge?
Yeah. That's why I said the only other person would be Zane.
Okay, I got you. Guys, I'm going to do the Arcana. Is that cool?
Sure.
Okay, cool. 43. I'm not buffing that one. Fuck that.
Okay, and which one? Oh, sorry, you said a lot of things. Which one are you doing?
This is for the germs.
Oh,
the
yeah,
germs?
The germs. That's the Arcana. Yeah.
These are animated objects. Specifically, they took...
like, straight up, the fifth level spell animate objects.
Well, this is a... I guess different casting of it. It's an animate... plant.
Okay.
Okay, well, we're playing fast and loose with what counts as undead.
Well, no, it's not undead. It's a construct.
It's a construct.
Okay, hold on.
Quote-unquote construct. It is an animated object.
All right. Okay, I take a corpse and I animate it. Is it undead or is it a construct?
How did you animate it?
I did whatever I did to these plants.
So that's a construct.
I'm gonna be...
Oh my fucking god.
So, I'm gonna be perfectly honest.
Uh-huh.
I would argue that brilliant energy should still affect these guys personally.
Only if the plant itself is still alive.
Yeah, are these plants still alive?
I say that I'm gonna say no, because y'all chose to cut off some of the things, and so it used some of that stuff to also make the body.
50% mischance with brilliant energy, let's go!
it counts as a construct. And so, according to the thing, it is a construct.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going as rules as written.
Yeah, I've accepted
it's
at this point that you're
standard
a rule.
Action for me to change it over. Alright, I'm gonna check out my plus twos while I'm
okay.
waiting on what's going on.
Fatima is just gonna quickly just like, alright, so check it. These things are animated plant things. They're not technically zombies. I call bullshit on that, but they're not zombies. They're not zombie plants. They're just plants that have been, like, animated.
Okay.
I'm assuming that these are the plants alive?
Nah, technically, no.
So this is dead plant matter.
Look, again, these are considered constructs.
I understand that. I'm not arguing rules. I'm just, for what Fatima is, like, clearly seeing, it's like, are these plants, I mean, like, they could be fresh, I mean, and they're plants and they need to be, are they connected to the ground?
I mean, they probably are, in a way. Because they also have a freedom of movement, too. Not the actual spell or anything like that. They can move. So, in one way, they don't have to be attached to the ground.
I got you. These things have been waterbended. God. Anyways, so yeah, she's like, yeah, the plants are alive. Not alive. The plants have been animated. So, I know you're really careful with all that special life and death stuff. I don't think that,
Yeah. By the way, I think I have an answer to y'all's question. Okay. So it seems like it might reset. Okay. From my understanding of reading this, I'm probably going to read it over and over again by the next session. It seems like it does reset the timer. What it doesn't reset is that for each round that is paused, the DC is increased. And that does not reset. So even though it's not paused for a straight minute, every turn that it is paused, the DC of all the checks increase. So that's, I guess there's that. So you do get to keep the timer.
The time resets, but the DCs advance.
Oh no, yes, that's not good.
That is my understanding. Again, I'm still going to reread it once we're off. So if it changes again, don't get mad. But as of right now, we're gonna play it as it resets, but the DC does keep going up and up. So at the moment, since you took the time to break off your concentration, the timer starts now, and the DC has gone up by an X amount of value.
Okay. Well, if we're gonna use the time, then that was a knowledge check. Can I still do something, or I'm gonna cast haste.
Haste on
everyone that I can see. I don't know if you can count right. Ratchman because he's like on the other side of this fucking tower.
I just think everyone has to be connected to each other.
Okay, cool. I'm okay with that. Haste. Everyone has haste. Everyone put your boots on.
Barely within range of each other.
Let's see. Is that it for you then?
I'm not moving. Yeah, that'll be it.
Okay. Understandable. I like it. Okay. It is going to be the tree's turn. This tree, it's actually gonna take, it's gonna grab one of its, it's gonna use one of its limbs, its viney limbs, and it's actually gonna reach up towards its, the leaves and pluck one of the fruits out of its plentiful fruit. And what it's actually gonna do is gonna toss it at Ratch.
Oh god, it's gonna jizz on you.
Ratch, since you, this will... I think will be against your flat-footed AC.
True, I have not acted yet.
And it'd be a total. What is my...
Ratch, watch out for that plant seed!
Oof. I'm in the wrong character sheet. Okay, yeah, that's a lot better. It'll be a 39 to hit.
Oh, 39 hits.
Okay. Give me a will save.
That'll be a 40 for the will save.
A 40 for the will save. Okay.
38 if it's mind affecting. Auto fail if it involves confusion or similar effect.
No, it's just negative energy.
Oh, okay.
Negative energy enters your body. And it deals... Die roller. Okay, so it's 6, 8... Okay, so what is... You're going to be taking half damage, half of 33, 16? So you'll be taking 16 points of damage. As like negative energy. So I think that does get over your stone skin.
Oh, I don't have stone skin. Only the melees have stone skin on them.
Okay. 100 will take 8 points of damage. As some of this ugly corrosive juice lands on him. And then my move action, the tree creature thing, vanishes into the ground. Next turn will be these other creatures. They're going to attack their respective person. At the very moment, you, Ratch, has lost concentration on the spell. I'm going to start with the one furthest.
I don't get to make a concentration check?
No, but you don't. As you attack, that ends your concentration, and you have to use your next round to concentrate. Okay. We've got to get my character sheets up for these. York, I'm going to go for you first. To attack, it'll be a 27.
Against flat-footed?
You haven't acted in this round, right? Yes.
That's a miss.
It's a miss? Okay. The next one will be against Fatima. Fatima, it'll be a 23.
Oh, you're fucking kidding me. Yeah, that's a hit, dog.
That's a hit?
Yeah.
Look at the bright side.
The bright side? What's the bright side here, dog?
You'll be taking, 25 points of damage.
Oh, wait, hold on.
This is physical, damn it. Oh, wait,
No. I got that. Which one is hitting me?
The one next to you. Like, literally the right one next to you.
Okay. Yeah, so you take 25 damage, you said?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then this one will
hold on. Hold on. Wait. Something's happening here.
Okay.
Shock and grasp. The armor that I'm wearing shocks it.
Oh, yeah, you do have spell storing armor, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, L does not look like this thing is immune to magic, mm-hmm. so yeah. Do I have to roll a save, or do I take the damage?
It says that the spell triggers, so I'm pretty sure that it's just... Yeah, let me double check with the actual armor.
It's treated as if you hit, because they hit you.
Okay, but the spell doesn't require a save.
Shocking grasp? No.
Okay, so how much damage?
Okay, it's going to be 19 electricity damage.
19 electricity? Mm-hmm. I'm still checking. I have to double check to see if these things technically... I don't know. Okay. You said... sorry. One more time?
19 electricity damage.
19 electricity. Okay.
Are they wearing metal armor? I'm just kidding. It doesn't do more damage. I was just asking. Just being stupid.
And that just means... That just gives you a better chance to hit. Yeah, which is pointless when you already have that just automatically hits. Okay. And then the last one will go up against Ratch. One more time, flat-footed. Ugh! I lost my die. It'll be 36.
36 hits.
And for you...
And you said these ones are constructs too, right? Or did you track against them?
These are constructs. Okay. Yeah, you don't... the check hasn't been done for the other one. And for this one, it'll be... that's a low number right there. 21 points of damage.
Okay.
Okay.
Are constructs immune to stat damage?
As long as it's not, like...
They're immune to ability damage, ability drain.
Okay, then, yeah, bleed, I got nothing for this death, on disease, reaction.
Energy drain, exhaustion.
I don't know if they're immune to death. I've seen Toy Story, and I think toys can die. I'm not sure.
Death and necromancy effects. And so, Phantasmal Killer, say you wanted to cast that. Won't work.
Surprisingly, this spell is actually a transmutation spell. However, it is also has the descriptions evil and pain.
Evil, pain, transmutation? What the fuck is this spell you're looking at?
The spell that's in my spell storing armor. Excruciating deformation. Listen, you electrocute people when they stab you.
I mean, that's
you can't
fair.
Claim the moral high ground on this.
Yes, I can.
No,
you're evil.
Okay, so I think, we're past the 9:30 mark, and I think this is a good place to end. Next round, Dawn, you can get ready because you're gonna be acting next. You can plan ahead to see what you want to do, and you have time to rethink what buff you want to give the sword. Like I said, these objects are constructs. The other object has not been identified, so maybe just ignoring these and going to the other one might be your best bet if you don't want to change the bonus to it. But at the same time... I'm sorry?
I haven't chosen what the bonus itself is yet.
Okay.
Construct Bane!
I just kind of... Yeah, York's gonna start up Warrior Spirit. I'm still determining the thing.
Okay, so you got 1 week to figure that out.
Yeah, I could easily go for Brilliant and try to take out the Big Bad and then change it to deal with the little guys after. I don't want to risk the chance that this thing can just bring them back.
Oh, that's not good.
It's gonna get a lot worse in my next round, trust me. I'm going to bring a good friend into the playing field. Something that y'all have made me hate, which I would then in return give back to y'all. Okay. So,
I like how you said it like that.
Mm-hmm. So, like I said, we're going to end it here. Hopefully we have the whole party back next session, because I think we need Justin here for this. This combat is going to get dangerous. I'm going to be straightforward with that. It is going to get dangerous, especially if y'all don't get back to the casting of the ritual. But okay, we ended here, and we'll see what we get to on the next one.
Well, this sucks.